if you got around at all. So there was no way to go. Except yeah, walk, you know. They had to walk some, and any event, well, you had to walk some. If you went off on train, you'd have to walk to the depot. Mm-hmm. And I know when I was a kid and all that, till I got going, it was just you hardly ever in the world heard of anybody dying from heart failure. And now it's an everyday, mm-hmm. everyday thing, you see.
You know, it reached its climax once with my brother. We lived in a house away from, well, about far away from the road as this house is.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw the mailman come by and deliver the mail down there. My brother got in the car and drove down there to get the mail.
Yeah.
My father hit the ceiling. Mm-hmm. Said, never again. So you drive that car when you have to go someplace that's worthwhile, not just go to, not just go down and get the mail.
Yeah.
Well, what kinds of bread do you remember your mother making out of wheat?
Well, my mother made cornbread and biscuit, and she did bake homemade light bread.
Mm-hmm. What other kinds of bread with wheat did she make?
Well,
pancakes?
Yeah, she made pancakes. I don't know what.
It's about the only bread that she ever made that I knew of.
An old corn pone, we call it, you know, and with cornbread, there wasn't no. Well, the way she made it, well, she had an old wood cook stove, you know, and she had an old skillet. Oh, the skillet is about that deep. You know what a skillet is?
No.
Hmm.
Well, it's the same.
Kind of pan, but.
Yes,
yeah,
around
except
iron.
Yeah, it's cast iron, you know, and
well, does it
black,
have legs?
Black metal.
She and had one that had legs.
Yeah, I remember very well my grandmother, she done all of her cooking on the fireplace. She never owned a stove in her life. And it was a curiosity to me to go there because she done all of her cooking and baking and everything. She had what one thing, an old thing about so deep is round with the legs that she called an oven. And she baked sweet potatoes in them. And then she had a skillet that she did her frying in. And she'd bake her biscuits and cornbread in this old oven the way she did. She'd take the shovel, you know, and pull out two or three shovels of coal, of live coals, mm-hmm. you know, fire. Mm-hmm. Well, she'd set her oven on that. And then she had a lid that fit down over it, good and tight. And when she got her bread or potatoes or whatever she was going to bake in that, well, she'd put two or three shovels full of them live coals on top.
Now she would place this oven on the hearth right in front of the fireplace, you know, and get this fire out of the fireplace.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And bake on the hearth.
Mm-hmm. What'd she make in a deep dish made of apples? Like a deep pie. What was that called?
Cobbler?
Oh, apple butter? Something like that?
Well, cobbler, I think. Was
cobbler pie?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, that's what you eat at dinner.
That peach?
That was cobbler pie.
Uh-huh.
Or what is left of it.
Did you bake that or cook it
yes,
on the pie?
Yes, I baked that. I baked it in the oven,
uh-huh.
stove.
Well, what other kinds of pans were there besides cooking?